Ambria today, streaming some grass in the background. And we have Jane Hunt here, so, master of wine, I believe.
Yes, indeed, a master of wine, believe it or not, for 26 years.
Well, were you one of the first?
I was the 12th female, but not one of the first, because the first exams were taken, I think, in 1956, and I finally passed the exam in 1985. So there's a few who preceded me.
So I've met a lot of WSET people, and they kind of seem to know their stuff. So the master wine, people say it's very difficult to get. I mean, is it as difficult as the people...
Yes, it is difficult, but I think the greatest difficulty is not the knowledge of wine, it's communicating it, because it's a written exam, and it seems that people don't answer the question. Or they can't communicate in the written form very well. And that's where I think the difficulty often lies. Tasting wine, I believe, can be taught. It took me 4 attempts to get the tasting half. And I think sometimes when you struggle to do something, you end up doing it quite well in the end. So the tasting can be taught, but the written exam is difficult.
So it's exam technique is...
I hate to say it. Yes, it is. And it is. I was an examiner. You'd be amazed at how many people just don't answer the question.
Right. And being a non-native speaker, is that a handicap?
Tricky. That is a tricky one. But we do, the Institute does allow people who are non-native speakers to take the exam, written exam, in their own language, but they must pay for it to be translated.
I see.
Or they take it in English. We've had some very good passes recently from Scandinavian countries who've written in English.
Right. So this kind of, get a glass of wine, smell it once, and reel off all the aromas, the grape varieties and so on, is that fact or fiction?
Oh, no, it's fact. One can do this. But also, you do have to know what grows where. And if you know what grows where and you know the characteristics of different regions, you can put 2 and 2 together, or 3 and 3 together, and finally end up with a good result.
Mm-hmm. And being having the title Master of Wine, does it open opportunities up? If so, what?
I suppose it must do. I think there are people who probably would see a Master of Wine as somebody who's got very sound knowledge of the subject. But like a lot of things, you can have very sound knowledge, but you may not be very good at the commercial side of things. But yes, I suppose it's opened some doors for me, for sure.
Okay, so any tips for any aspirees to Master of Wine?
I think the best thing that comes out of Master of Wine is the friends that you make from all around the world who are also trying to take the same exam. They become lifelong friends. And it's a family. It's a family of people who've all got there in the end.
Great. In Italy, do you have any friends?
No. Do you know, we don't have any Italian Masters of Wine. And we have set up for next March, the Institute is setting up for the first time, linked in with the Grandi Marchi, it's a group of wineries, top wineries. They are going to hold a 2 or 3 day seminar for aspiring masters of wine from Italy at the Tignanello estate of Antinori.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Jane. We look forward to seeing you at the International Wine Tourism Conference.